Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Alexander's here. Scott's a leadership and martial arts expert, also an entrepreneur. He's the author of Lead Like a Black Belt. He's a fifth degree black belt in martial arts black belt, and a business owner, and someone who's here to talk to us about combining all of that into some real wisdom for us. He's our new friend, Scott Alexander. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate being with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. So, when you say black belt in martial arts, in your case, you're kind of a black belt in a blend of arts, right?
I sure am. My instructor started at a young age and then did some training in Germany when he was in the army. He holds black belts in about three different styles and combined them and made his own style. And so that's what I have my training 33 years has been under his leadership.
So how has martial arts, being a martial arts devotee, a student of that, how has that helped you in the marketplace?
Well, it's a really interesting, it's an interesting way of living your life, if you will, right? So the thing that you learn in martial arts, you come in and you say, I want to earn a black belt, right? We all understand goals and then working towards your goals and creating, you know, the effort. What martial arts teaches you is that every goal you achieve and you celebrate and then you kind of peer over the hill and you say, well, wait a minute, there's another level here. And 33 years later, I'm still training because, well, there's another level there.
Right.
And so that really equates to business, right? I mean, every business is doing business differently now than they were 10 years ago. And so
what you just described, Scott, was seeking excellence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or pursuit of perfection. So
I don't allow that around here. See, because I'm the only perfect person here on this show. But no, seriously,
right?
I worry about the reason I'm poking you a little bit is because to me, pursuit of perfection is what causes a lot of people to not pull the trigger when they need to.
You are absolutely correct.
So you have to be careful. You have to be careful, don't you, when you do that?
So the great thing about martial arts is that it's such a long event horizon, right? It's not, can I achieve my goal in the next 1 month, 6 months, 12 months?
Right.
It's changing the way I live my life. And so what I tell people, and even in my talks, you know, I've had the opportunity to speak in Vegas. I've had the opportunity to speak with all kinds of different people. And what I try to help them understand is that when I say pursuit of perfection, I don't know what it is about the, I don't know if it's the human condition or the American condition, but we hear the word perfection. And martial arts is all about the pursuit,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you never reach perfection.
Right, that's it.
You can't. 33 years later, I'm no closer to perfection than what I was when I started 33
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Even though
Some
you
ways
have,
I'm better.
Even though you have achieved excellence all along the way.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have 5 degrees of black belt.
But it's the pursuit that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because it's in the pursuit that I'm never satisfied. I never say I reached my end state. I never say I've achieved my goal. I've achieved goals along the way, but I've never quit walking the path.
Well, see, what you're talking about is discipline. And,
absolutely.
And to me, if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, if you have to have discipline, and we all have our goals, we all have our, you know, you may have reached your fifth level quicker than someone else, or maybe slower than someone else. You get to
yep.
decide that, But both people, the one who got there faster and the one who got there slower, in pursuing that, both of those people demonstrated discipline. And if you can't be disciplined, and another thing that I think you probably would agree with me that you had was you had a belief in yourself. If you'll have discipline and a belief in yourself, you can accomplish a lot, can't you? In the marketplace?
Absolutely.
Or in martial arts?
Absolutely. So when you talk about it in terms of leadership, then it comes down to, it's not just that I had the personal discipline. I had someone else who was poking me and prodding me along the way and supporting me when I needed to be supported, punching me in the face when I needed to be punched in the face, throwing me on the ground when I needed to be thrown on the ground, so that I could continue my journey, right? I could continue to grow. And it's in that, you know, back to where we started, the pursuit of perfection is where innovation lies, right? So the leadership application is all about seeing what you can become maybe before you do, right? And empowering somebody to get further down their own personal journey, if you will. And in business, when you do that, those people become forces that create innovation, create productivity within your organization.
Another thing that you've talked about that I think is analogous to being a business owner is the constant seeking. I asked you about, you know, doing whatever you did once a week or whatever, and you said it's not weekly, it's not even daily, it's constant. So, you know, that's the thing, that if you become an entrepreneur, you know, this isn't 9 to 5. This is 24/7, 365. And it weaves a very fine seam between it, your business, between it and your personal life, doesn't it? Which is what your martial arts discipline has done to you.
Right. So it is a really funny parallel, right? Because you start off with, and I have many, many funny stories, right? But you start off with a goal in mind, and the goal becomes what drives your behavior initially.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find out along the way is it's not really about the goal, it's about a state of being. Right? So if you are an entrepreneur, you are an entrepreneur. You can't turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state of being.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah. I'm gonna let you, we're going to wrap up the segment on that one. I need your website, please.
Sure. It's www.scottmalexander.com.
ScottMalexander.com. Check it out, folks. The book is called Lead Like a Black Belt. Transform Your Leadership Style. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.